ever cracked open like a vintage game console and wondered if these cartridges could talk, what stories would they tell?
Interesting.
Well, that's what this deep dive is all about, uncovering those stories. And trust me, you're in for a wild ride.
We're talking about the early days of podcasting, like back when passion was the driving force.
Yeah.
And a show called Retro Gaming Roundup was just finding its footing.
The source material for this deep dive is an excerpt from Smoke and Mirrors, The Rise and Fall of a Serial Antipreneur.
Okay.
We're taking you back to 2008-2009, when podcasting was still this wide-open frontier.
Right.
Imagine you stumble upon this podcast, Retro Gaming Roundup.
Okay.
Hosted by three guys. Scott, the tech whiz who could rebuild a joystick blindfolded. Mike Kennedy, the auction guru, always on the hunt for rare finds. Mm. And then there's UK Mike, the mysterious one. Always lurking in the background, but no one quite knows his full story.
It's fascinating to consider how different the podcasting landscape was back then.
Oh, yeah.
This was a time before social media exploded. So these niche communities, like retro gaming enthusiasts, were really finding connection and sharing their passion through podcasts in a unique way.
And Retro Gaming Roundup, they had this unique format, almost like an audio magazine.
Uh-huh.
Different segments, like Scott's hardware flashbacks, where he'd dissect classic consoles, or Mike Kennedy giving you the inside scoop on the retro gaming auction scene.
Yeah.
They were ahead of the curve in a lot of ways, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Think about how we consume podcasts today, often in short bursts, fitting them into our busy schedules.
Right.
Retro Gaming Roundup's format seems perfectly tailored for that even back then.
Yeah.
They were tapping into something that would become increasingly common as podcasting evolved.
It's like they understood that listeners wanted variety. They wanted to choose their own adventure, even back in those early days.
Right.
Okay, but a catchy format only gets you so far, right? What was it about Retro Gaming Roundup that really resonated with listeners?
The excerpt really hones in on the chemistry between these three hosts.
Okay.
Reading their banter, it's like you're sitting with a group of friends at a local game shop reminiscing over classic titles and debating the merits of the Super Nintendo versus Sega Genesis.
The age-old console wars. I can only imagine those debates got pretty lively.
You're not wrong there. The excerpt mentions these legendary top 10 debates that became a staple of the show. Apparently, these debates really captured the listeners' imaginations.
Wow.
Remember, this was before social media threads and comment sections were a thing.
Right.
So these podcasts were sparking conversations and debates in a way that feels very immediate and connected to the time.
It really makes you appreciate how podcasts, especially back then, could build such a strong sense of community.
Yeah.
But the excerpt also hints at something else, something a little less harmonious.
Oh.
Apparently, Retro Gaming Roundup even had a live segment.
They did a live news segment.
Really?
Where they discussed the latest happenings in the retro gaming world.
Wow.
They even gave away prizes, which is pretty standard now.
Yeah.
But back then, that was a novel way to engage with listeners.
I bet that live element really amplified the whole community aspect.
Right.
But what about this Mike Kennedy character?
Hmm.
The source material calls him a serial antipreneur, which honestly sounds a bit ominous.
Yeah. It does a bit.
Were there any early signs of trouble brewing?
Well, you have to remember, this excerpt is only a piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
But it does mention that promoting Mike Kennedy's personal ventures, like his auction site, would be a problem later.
Wow.
Almost like a breadcrumb trail leading us towards some future conflict.
Okay, so maybe Mike was a bit too eager to blend his own entrepreneurial ambitions with the show. Not uncommon, especially in those Wild West days of podcasting.
Right.
But what specifically made him an antipreneur? Did he start selling counterfeit Atari cartridges on air or something?
That's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
The excerpt is vague on specifics, but it does highlight this intriguing contrast. You have Scott and UK Mike eager to attend retro gaming expos to connect with listeners and fellow enthusiasts.
Right.
Mike, on the other hand, always seemed to find an excuse to skip out.
Too busy. Couldn't afford it.
Exactly.
Okay.
But then you read about him jet-setting off on these lavish vacations, touring national parks in his Airstream.
Wow.
It paints a picture of someone whose priorities might have been shifting, maybe not fully aligned with the team dynamic that made Retro Gaming Roundup so special.
And remember that Three Musketeers vibe we talked about earlier? Mm-hmm. Seems like one of those Musketeers might have been wandering off on his own quest for, well, what an antipreneur seeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does this all mean for the fate of Retro Gaming Roundup? Was Mike Kennedy the root of their downfall?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It's like we're piecing together a mystery here.
Yeah,
a real head-scratcher.
We've got this popular podcast, Retro Gaming Roundup, a trio of hosts who seem to have struck a chord with listeners. But then there's these hints of discord,
right?
Ambition, pulling them in different directions.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so compelling, right?
Totally.
And at the center of it all is Mike Kennedy, the serial antipreneur.
Right.
What's fascinating is that the excerpt doesn't explicitly condemn him.
Interesting.
It raises more questions than answers, leaving us to ponder the complexities of his character.
Okay.
Was he deliberately malicious or simply blinded by his own ambition?
It's a good question. Was he intentionally trying to undermine the show, or did he genuinely believe he could juggle his own ventures with the demands of a successful podcast?
Yeah.
Maybe he thought everyone would come out on top, a win-win situation.
Perhaps. But this notion of the antipreneur, it challenges our traditional understanding of success.
Okay.
It suggests that sometimes ambition, even when cloaked in entrepreneurial spirit, can lead to unintended consequences, maybe even harm.
So what's the takeaway for us, the listeners? I mean, we all know podcasting has changed a lot since those early days.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a billion-dollar industry now, not just friends chatting about vintage video games.
True, but the story of Retro Gaming Roundup still holds valuable lessons. It reminds us that even in the face of rapid growth and evolution, the core elements of storytelling, of human connection, remain timeless. It also highlights the importance of balance, of ensuring that personal ambition doesn't overshadow the collaborative spirit that often fuels creative endeavors.
And in a world where the lines between entrepreneurship, content creation, and personal branding are blurrier than ever, it's a story that feels incredibly relevant. This deep dive has been a fascinating glimpse into the early days of podcasting. But it's also left us with a lot to think about. The rise and potential fall of Retro Gaming Roundup, the enigmatic Mike Kennedy, the mystery surrounding UK Mike. It seems some stories are meant to be continued.
Indeed. And that's the beauty of a good deep dive. It's not just about the information we uncover, but the questions. It sparks the conversations it ignites. What will you take away from the story of Retro Gaming Roundup? What other hidden histories are out there waiting to be unearthed? That's something for you to ponder.